Bhikkhu raised his beak toward the vast high ceiling.
Go to your master and receive the mark of the white.
A young raven, quick of eye and fleet of wing, swooped down from the gloomy recesses. He landed on the central island in front of Corvus Scare. Carved in the base of the doom-white statue was a shallow basin. It glowed with the strange light of some liquid which floated in it. Sicarius whispered an instruction to the young raven. Holding forth his right wing, he dipped it into the basin, holding it in the glowing fluid, whilst the snake chanted,
"This is the mark of the white. This is the light of the white. If the light ever dies or fades, that is the end of your days."
The young bird stayed with his right wing tip immersed in the liquid until a nod from the serpent bade him remove it. Corvus Scare spoke then.
"Hark! There are always 7 raven whites. You are one of us now. Gaze into the eyes of Sicarius."
The smooth snake moved like lightning, wrapping her coils around the initiate's neck, drawing him close so that her eyes were but a fraction from his. Sicarius stared intently into the newcomer's eyes, holding him there until he appeared to go limp. Corvus bowed, pausing, until Sicarius had resumed crown position on his head. Then he spoke again.
"Yarak! Will you live to serve the Doom White? Will you die in its service? Will you slay at the will of the great Doom White?"
The young raven's gaze was fixed on the stone idol. He croaked tonelessly.
"I live, I die, I slave for the Doom White."
Now Corvus turned his attention to the 3 slow worms who lay at the lake's edge, guarded on all sides. The tyrant's voice was harsh.
"Yakara! These worms left one of my whites to die in the redstone house. They disobeyed the command of their master. One of them will get to meet Wells. The choice is yours, my brother."